come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby forgot to mention.
I think we can play my song.
Okay, great.
That was Eartha Kitt. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Talk later.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in on this Thursday. Normally I have my co-host Ben with me, but he's running a little bit late. So I'm just going to start the show off with some music that I have been enjoying because for our regular listeners, me and Ben's music taste is very different. So the first song you heard was a song by Yaste. It was called Umi. It's been a nice winter jam. And then the next song I'm going to play is by a man called Khalid. It's called Shot Down, off of his album American Teen. He's actually nominated for a Grammy this year for Best New Artist. So I've got my fingers crossed for him. Enjoy.
Surrounded in the cold, you take me to places I've never known, and you push me to places I never go. I would die for you. Tell me the truth, am I all that you would need? If we're keeping it 100, you're all that I need for me. From the jump until forever from now, I would ride for you. Yeah, but you got me shot down by love. You got my heart now. Why won't you stop now? Oh, I've been knocked down by you. Yeah, you got my heart now. Why won't you stop now? I've been through it all, I've been through the worst, but I never knew how much I love to hurt. Over my family, I put you first. Riding out my feelings is the only thing that works. I don't hear from the friends I thought were mine too, but I hold on to the poems I would write. Happy 17, I saw us 2, and you saw 3. I guess our lines are structured like a haiku. You got me shot down by love, and you got my heart now. Why won't you stop now? Oh, I've been knocked down by you. Stop now, no. Knock down, knock down, knock down, knock down, knock down, knock down. Oh, I've been shot down by love. You got my heart now. Why won't you stop now? Oh, I've been knocked down by you. When you got my heart now, why won't you stop now? Broken and bruised, tell me.
guess the sun still waits here. Got to hold it up for him. Carry me home. Bear my weight on your
Ben has joined me.
Sorry, I'm late, everybody. Hey, Herschel.
It happens. It's final season, finals SCN, as they say.
Who says that?
I don't know. That was Carry Me Home by Georgia Smith. And that's a nice little jam I've been enjoying on these cold winter days.
It's cold today.
It's cold. It's super cold. I was just having a conversation with a friend in California before this, and she was like, it's been really cold here. Like, it was like 63 today. And I was like, oh, Monica.
Is it what? North California?
Yeah.
Okay, not the part on fire.
Yeah. No, not the part on fire.
Wild.
That is wild.
Did you see those images of people like driving
yes.
through work, and it's like they're driving literally through the gates of hell.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have a lot of friends who go to UCLA too, and UCLA is all getting evacuated because it's right near the fires. Yeah, it's crazy. I know, right? Do you think one of them started the fire? Wait, I shouldn't say that.
No, Lauren, redact that.
We didn't really, I guess we don't really have a theme this week, but this is also our last show of the semester.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe that. Also, I feel like we've been, okay, I feel like in the past we were like less consistent, but I feel like this semester we were super consistent with shows, like every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I only missed one.
Yeah. And I didn't miss any. And I feel like in the past we haven't been as consistent. So good for us, honestly.
I started kind of late though.
That's true. I think the scheduling, it feels like, I think the scheduling maybe started like a month after school started.
Is that why it felt
maybe
so short?
Maybe that's why it felt so short.
No offense.
You're doing great. But yeah, I guess this is kind of like semester in review. Like,
did you see that Pantone released their color of the year?
Oh, isn't it like ultraviolet or something?
Ultraviolet.
You know
that Lana Del Rey song, Ultraviolet?
Yes.
Okay, but did you hear the quote why they said it's this purple?
No.
Okay, so I was like, oh, this is a good color.
Right.
Okay, ready. I'm going to pull up the quote.
I also didn't know this was a thing that they did a color every year until this
year. Where were you
this
two years year? Ago, it was millennial pink.
Oh, that's where millennial pink came
yes!
from?
Oh. Yes! Okay, so look, okay. This is their quote about this year.
Yeah.
It's also the most complex of all colors because it takes two shades that are seemingly diametrically opposed, blue and red, and brings them together to create something new. Boring.
That's boring.
Boring.
Blue and red.
Moving towards the center won't save us.
Right. Oh, is this like, are we like doing like political critiques here? Because that's what I'm feeling.
I feel like that's what they're trying to do.
Right.
I was just like, I'm bored. I was like, color, and then I read the description. And I was like,
nah.
Pantone, I'm bored. But yeah, so it's a beautiful color though. Have you seen pictures?
No, I haven't.
Google Pantone.
Okay.
Color
Pantone
of the year.
Okay. To see that, is this like a certain shade?
Yeah, like every year. Like, so 4 years, 3 years ago, it was, so first it was like, Madeira, not Madeira. Chicken Marbe. What's that chicken dish? With the mushrooms and the red wine.
Oh.
With an M.
Oh gosh.
It was that color.
I know what you're talking
marsala.
About. Chicken marsala.
It
yeah.
Was marsala. Then it was millennial pink and blue. And then it was greenery last year, which some said looked like vomit. And now it's bipartisan purple.
Bipartisan. Oh, the color's really nice. It looks like the the geodes you get with the purple on the inside. That's kind of what it looks like. Really nice.
Color.
I agree.
But come up with a more creative description next year, Pantone. Maybe you should hire me.
Like post-college job.
I'm looking for a job, everybody. So yeah, if you like Him Hunters International and you want to employ me and or Lauren.
Right. We're kind of a package deal at this point.
Yeah, let us know. We're looking for a job with benefits, ideally.
Right.
I would love a 401k. Okay.
Definitely dental. Dental for sure.
Dental now.
I don't either.
Dental would be a luxury.
That would be a luxury.
I'm not even looking for you know what I do need? I need eyes. Because I have very bad eyesight.
That's fair. I feel like every time I go to the dentist, it's always like, they're like, oh, like you have a really small cavity, but like we're not going to do anything now because it's small. And they've maybe told me that like 3 years now. So I think this cavity is just like chilling in my mouth, like not really getting bigger, but like not getting better. What do I do?
Last time I went to the dentist, she's like, you have this gum disease. That's what the dental hygienist told me. I was like, yeah, gingivitis.
What?
Everyone has that. And she's like, no, it's worse than gingivitis. She's like, if you want teeth in 20 years, you better start flossing. And then, okay, then the dentist came in. I'm like, is there something wrong with my gums? And he's like, no, they look fine.
What?
And I'm like, what?
That is wild.
But also, I went to a dentist that was like on sale. I found a really good deal.
Right. You know what freaks me out about like healthcare professionals? I feel like when you're younger, you like go to the dentist and the doctor and it's your parents take you and you like trust, in theory, you like should trust your physician or whatever. But like once you get older, you kind of like realize that like, first of all, like different doctors will tell you different things and like some doctors were like dentists will like tell you to do things to like make money and like,
yeah,
that's so gross. Like you're supposed to trust them.
This dentist was like, the dental hygienist told me not to use mouthwash.
I thought
you were supposed to use mouthwash. I was like, I use the alcohol Listerine. She's like, you don't need alcohol in your mouthwash. I'm like, well, why do they sell it then?
What? If you were a dentist or a doctor and you know someone that you can trust who's also a dentist or a doctor, please let us know.
I know you want the mouthwash that stings the most when you put it
right, because that means it's killing everything, right?
Speaking of teeth, did you have braces?
Yeah, I had braces.
I lost my bottom retainer two Octobers ago. Do you still wear your retainer?
No, God, I should. Every night. You are so good.
I wear my top retainer, but not my bottom retainer because I lost my bottom.
Oh, see, my bottom, I feel like my bottom teeth are my problem teeth. That's where I get the crowding.
I know. Well, bottom teeth, they mush together. No, teeth are not supposed to be straight.
So true. Do you think our ancestors had perfectly straight teeth?
Do you think it's queer to have crooked teeth because they're not straight?
Well, on that note,
to society's gender,
should we like stop talking about our teeth right now? Our listener is getting bored. If you're a listener and you're getting bored, call us
don't
and let us know.
Don't tell me
you're bored. No, wait, don't tell us.
Let's play this song, Lauren. Can you play it on your Spotify?
I can. What do you want me to play?
Kiwi by Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh. I love the music. We've talked about the music video. We endorse the music video. It's
Lauren,
so
what are your
cute.
Top, we'll do this after. Your okay. top 2017 song.
Oh my God. Well, okay, we'll do this after. Okay, I'm going to play Kiwi. Here we go.
She walked in
the pack of cigarettes, hard liquor mixed with a bit of intellect. And all the boys, they were saying they were into it. Such a pretty face on a pretty neck, she's driving me crazy. But I'm into it, but I'm into it. I'm kinda into it. It's getting crazy. I think I'm losing it. I think I'm losing it.
Reference or be referenced.
Put it in a blender.
Chop it up, blank on it.
Right. That was a quote from Lady Gaga, probably referring to Harry Styles. That was Kiwi by Harry Styles. What a fun jam. Okay.
So, Lauren.
Yeah.
Are we going to say something?
No, I was going to let you say something.
Do you want to tell me what your Spotify top...
Oh,
should we
God.
Play this?
So, actually,
game?
My Spotify top played songs are honestly not that embarrassing. I'm not going to lie. They're pretty cool and not at all embarrassing. I'm trying to find the playlist. I think, like, my top one... So, it's also funny because I started listening to Spotify when I went abroad. And so I feel like a lot of my songs are songs like that I listened to in Paris when I was like kind of thinking that I was like really cool and like really feeling myself. How do I find this playlist, Ben?
Oh, you haven't done it?
No, I have, but I can't find it. It's not coming up on my on my brows?
I don't know. I had to go to like the top 25, like top, like 2017 topsongs.com or something that Spotify bought, but I don't remember what their, or topsongs2015.com.
It came up on my, I think my top song, I can't even remember. Okay, well, because I can't find this playlist. Some of my personal top songs of 2017, Boys by Charlie XCX.
That's on mine.
Okay, these people need to calm down outside. Boys by Charlie XCX, jam. It's my jam. I love it. Another song,
I thought you were saying another song that you was on was a jam. And no. I've never heard that song.
You know, it's like jam. It's like the Ooh, new thing. I was about to make a joke, but I'm not going to say it. I feel like another song I've really been listening to is Paris by the 1975. That was a big abroad
not
song.
Paris by the Chainsmokers.
Because I went to Paris. That honestly, that too. Like more Paris by the
1975. I will be honest, the Chainsmokers made it to my top.
I'm not even surprised that they did. What is on your playlist?
Okay, so here, this is my descending 1 to 6. Transparent theme song is number 1.
Right?
Then New York by St. Vincent is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then It Ain't Me with Selena Gomez by Kygo.
Mm-hmm.
Then Boys. Then Let's Start at the Beginning by Dee Rosevier, which is like a instrumental music.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll play it. It's very nice.
Okay.
Then Thinking of You by Maybell.
Mm-hmm.
Then Selena Gomez.
Of course.
Niall made it on there.
Yep.
With Slow Hands. And then Every Day by Arnold.
I love Slow Hands. Okay, wait. I just found my playlist. So, yeah, my first one is... They're all, like, weird indie music that I like. I know. The first one's, like, sung by someone called Kobayama. Then Japanese House is up there. Violins, X's, Mount Joy. Like, it's just, like, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm not... I'm okay to share that. And I don't feel ashamed.
Yeah, that's literally nothing to be ashamed of.
But I also... I feel like more than this, like, top 2017 songs on Spotify, I really like looking back at my monthly playlist. I just did December 2017 monthly playlist on Spotify, which marks one full year since December 2016.
I should be way more supportive as a co-host than I am.
Yeah, really? Honestly, I gas you up, and I feel like you're always just knocking me down.
I'm always telling you you look
No, that's true. Stuff. You are.
I'm just never telling you about your monthly Spotify playlist, and I'm always annoyed when you talk about abroad, even though that's because I'm secretly dying to go abroad.
Ben, oh my gosh. You heard it here first.
Needed a break.
Yeah, that's real. Getting off campus was really was necessary. You should have gone to New Zealand, honestly. But what was I gonna say? I lost my train of thought. Monthly Spotify playlist. Okay, it's sort of like keeping a journal. But I feel like whenever I keep a journal, like whenever I try to keep a journal, I feel like it's for me. It's like feels really like performative. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do it
because I feel like when I'm writing, I'm like, oh, I have to write in like complete sentences, and I want this to sound like really artsy and good, and like when I read this back, I want to sound like really deep and whatever. But like 9 times out of 10, like the things I'm thinking are like not deep thoughts. You know what I mean?
I really know. And, like, I really want to keep a journal because I, like, love archives.
Yeah.
But then I try to keep a journal. I'm like, ugh. I don't want to listen to myself.
Yeah. And I'm writing. I'm like, oh, my God. Today, like, I went to the res and, like, got a coffee and, like, went to class. I'm like, what do I write about?
I'm like, yeah, today I was tired.
Right.
And then I went to class where I was tired.
Right.
And now I'm pretty tired, so I'm going to go to bed. Like, so, like,
that's my day. So unfortunately, I don't know. Journal keeping is something I'm working on. But in the meantime, monthly Spotify playlists are, it's like keeping a journal without having to do any work. You see what I'm saying? I think you should try this.
Okay.
I think you would like.
Doesn't mean the same thing to me that it does to you.
That's so fair.
You know
actually,
what I mean?
That's so fair. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that's so fair.
That's so fair.
That's why it's ironic that I have that I co-host a radio show, because I'm really bad at music. Like recently, I was like in a somewhat like datey situation.
Mm.
Someone was like, "What type of music do you listen to?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, you know, like Demi Lovato."
sing Selena Gomez, you know, like Harry Styles.
You're supposed to say, like,
right.
Oh, yeah, this band that really speaks to me. I was like, yeah, like Demi Lovato.
Right. That's so interesting. That's so true, because I feel like music is always meant, like, a lot to me, and when hearing songs like really takes me back to like certain times and places like so distinctly, and like discovering new music is something that like I really enjoy doing and like is really like fun, but I guess everyone gets their kicks in different ways. So should we each play our top song of 2017 according to Spotify?
I'm gonna play the Transparent theme song.
I think we should. Okay, and I'm gonna play a emo AF ballad called Someone Like You that I listened to and cried to a few times. Yes, that's the Right Ox. Okay, we're gonna play Ben's and then we're gonna play mine, and call us and tell us which one you like better. Just kidding, don't do that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I wanna love somebody.
Okay, that was Someone Like You by Cobra Yama and Gibbs. That was my most listened to song on Spotify. Imagine me.
Are you looking for love?
Strolling through the streets of Paris, feeling kind of sad and listening to that song. No, but like that, it's a nice song.
I have my song is the perfect transition from that.
Okay,
song,
great.
Because it's very similar.
Great.
Should I tell them what it's gonna be?
Yes, tell them what
this
it's gonna
is
be.
Thinking of you. That was awful. I'm sorry. By Maybell. Thinking of You by Maybell.
Okay, and this was what number on your most listened to Spotify?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so top 10. So okay, I'm excited. I don't think I've heard this song before. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Couple of weeks, it could be more, cause I lost track of time. Driving on the wrong side, thinking of you. On the 10th floor, thinking of you. And it isn't like me to be insecure. Oh, what have you done to my mind? Oh, wow, wanna be with you, wanna be with you. Oh my god, I'm a mess. Boy, you got to me, got to me. You know you got to me. Try to forget about you.
Thinking of you.
That was Thinking of You by Mabel on Ben's top 10 most listened to Spotify songs of 2017.
It's a nice one, right?
It's a nice one. That's fun.
I was really listening to that. I was telling Lauren deep in my April breakup. That's when I was thinking that. And I'm like, I'm not thinking of them. And then I was like, yes, I am.
Okay, so we're going to get back on theme here for a sec. Our theme is year in review, I guess.
I guess.
Ben, let's talk about your year in review. What was your, like best moment of the year, if you can think of one?
Well, I had some good moments.
Okay. Give me, like, anything in, like, the top five.
Okay, well, so, early in the year, in February, mm-hmm. It was actually late January, we found out my dad's cancer was in full remission.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, a good part of the year for sure. Mm-hmm. Big relief, weight off my shoulders, very happy, everything yes. like that. I had a really nice summer, actually.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Summer 2017 did me well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so relaxing.
Yeah.
Man.
What was your favorite season of the year?
Summer.
Yeah, me
Which
too.
Which usually isn't. Usually I don't like summer.
I would totally agree with that.
I'm usually anti-summer.
Totally agree with that.
I hate summer clothes.
Yeah. Same.
But.
Same.
Yeah, but that was nice.
What was your favorite, like, hangout spot? Like, what was your spot, physically, your spot, this past year?
My bad. No.
Real.
That's a good, wait, I have to think about, well, this semester, I lived in the Mab Lab or the Observer. So maybe that. What about you? Oh, wait, are you going to ask me more questions? Then I'll ask you questions.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can ask me questions. I just have a list. I'm looking at a list online. I Googled.
You ask me two more, and then I'll
okay.
ask you
Okay, sounds good. Pick three words to describe your year.
Oh, man. Apocalyptic. Can they be, like, three things?
Yeah,
that describe
that's
it?
Fine.
Okay, like, oh, this is so hard. Okay, this year was, for me, like, full of personal change.
Mm-hmm.
Changes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a year of growth. And apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic. Gotta end with that. Okay, last question. What was the best dessert that you ate this year?
Oh, good question. Wow.
I just made that one up.
I gotta say, my birthday cake was just a plain old chocolate vanilla cake from Stop and Shop, mm-hmm. and it was the best dessert.
Really?
Yeah, I love supermarket cake. It was delicious.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Yeah.
So, Lauren.
Yeah.
What was the best movie you saw this year?
Oh God. Okay. The one that that's coming to mind is because I just saw it is Lady Bird.
So good.
So good.
We endorse Lady Bird.
We endorse Lady Bird. So good. I also just adore Saoirse Ronan. I love Saoirse.
That was such a good movie.
It was so well done. Just so sweet and like. I loved it. I don't know if that's like a real answer, but that's what I'm thinking of. So that's what I'm gonna say.
I think
yeah,
he's gonna win Oscars. I mean,
it shouldn't be a real so answer. So good. Oh, also, Get Out came out this year. That was really good. Yeah. I mean, can't forget that.
Okja?
I did not see Okja.
Gotta see Okja.
I heard it like makes is gonna make you want to be a vegan.
Yeah, but I love Okja.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
What was something unexpected that happened to you this year? Not the most unexpected.
That's a really good question. I worked, I think it was the internship that I got this summer because I worked at a nonprofit in Cambridge uh-huh. called Food for Free. And I worked on a farm for some of my time there. And I didn't expect to love it so much. But it was very like, it was just like very like restorative and like really peaceful work that I think I really missed doing and had not done in a really long time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What was your favorite thing in Boston that you went to or you saw or that you like learned, you know, like
yeah.
Somerville, you know, like the area?
So one thing I actually learned recently was that apparently the Christmas tree that's in the Boston Commons gets sent to Boston every year from like Canada no from way. Like New Brunswick or something. I don't know. From some part, I think it's from Canada because I guess there was like a big oil spill or some sort of like ship collision and a bunch of chemicals got like released into this harbor and a bunch of Bostonians like went up to help clean it up. And so then after that, this was like a long time ago, but every year after that, they send us a Christmas tree as like a token of friendship. So that's a fun fact. But one of my friends actually visited me from California in Boston. It was her first time coming to Boston, and it was really cool to take her around and like have kind of see it for the first time, like through her eyes. Cool. So that was fun.
What was your favorite thing that you cooked for yourself?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm really into this. Well, okay. First of all, when I was abroad, I know, deep breath. When I was abroad, I lived in a homestay, and so I was not allowed to do any of my own cooking, and I love cooking. I love cooking for myself, and that was, like, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so I think I appreciate cooking, like, a lot more since coming back. So let's start with that. Going off that, this summer was, like, definitely a summer of, like, beautiful, bountiful produce because of, like, where I worked, and I got to take home a lot of food, which was really awesome. One thing I've been really into cooking was, what did I cook a lot over the summer? I made a lot of like I really love roasted veggies, like any kind of veggie, just like roast that up.
What temperature?
I usually go around 400 because I like it a little bit crispy.
Sometimes I'll even do 420.
I would totally concur with that. 350, you're not doing enough.
You're not doing enough.
But I also been really into Brussels sprouts. Okay, like Brussels sprouts. Also coconut. Coconut has been the flavor of the year for me. I used to hate coconut, and now I like kind of love it.
I have a Mound bar.
Here's the thing. I don't really like texturally. I don't like it, but like coconut flavor, so like coconut love.
Oil? How do you get it?
Coconut oil. I cook with coconut milk, coconut cream, nice. Like anything coconut. I love it.
Great.
Also, this has been the year of giving up dairy for me, and so I think that's part of the reason why. And didn't I like after give France? Up dairy? You know what? Actually, is funny. Dairy in France did not bother me as much as dairy in the U.S. because it's like first of all, I think like a lot of their food is just like a lot fresher and a lot less processed in general than what we eat. And some of their stuff's not pasteurized, so it just like did not upset me like dairy in the U.S. does.
Maybe that'll be a goal for next year.
Oh God! The other thing is like living with Amy, my housemate who's lactose intolerant. Like,
I didn't know that about Amy.
She is lactose intolerant, and so we don't buy products with dairy. I'm getting texts from Herschel. He's calling me out. He said we made Cabot mac and cheese. This is true.
Herschel,
thank you for calling me out. Cabot is lactose free. So maybe instead of dairy, I should say giving up lactose because I do love Cabot.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I can't drink almond milk because I'm allergic to almonds.
Oh.
So I'm like, and I don't like soy milk. Right. I don't hate myself.
Right.
So.
Right.
I'm like, what are my dairy?
You should try coconut milk.
You know, I put half and half in my coffee.
But that's dairy.
I'm just saying, like, I love dairy.
You love it. Right.
Like, my coffee has half and half.
Not just, like, milk. It's got half and
sometimes
half.
Sometimes cream.
Anyways. I have coconut creamers. You should try that. Your skin looks good though. I feel like this has been the year of like
my skin clearing.
Skin clearing.
Knock on wood. Please, goddess, give me one more year. You can give me acne when I'm 23. Just like 22 be acne free.
You know what's funny? I watched. Did you watch Sam Smith's Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah, duh.
Okay. There's like this part where he's talking about. He's like, yeah, like I'm gonna try to stay like fit like through my 20s, but then like once I like reach my late 20s, like I'm just letting it all go. I'm living in my house. Like I'm wearing like caftans all the time, and I was like, wait, that's so real. I just feel like you got to keep it together like a little bit through the end of your 20s, and then it's like bets are off, you know?
Yeah, he looks now like every gay man.
He does look like every gay man now. But his new album's really good. Was he nominated for any Grammys? Did he get snubbed?
I don't know.
Was this even a conversation people were having? Maybe I wasn't eligible. I feel like there were so many albums that got dropped right at the end of the year that weren't. That didn't end up being eligible. Okay, I'm going to read a PSA. Numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. That was a PSA that we endorse. Okay, should we do another song, Ben?
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
I can do one.
Okay. I can also play another one off of my
top
2017.
And then you could do one from your top.
Also, just got confirmation from our fact checker, aka Herschel, who said Sam Smith's album did not drop soon enough for the Grammys.
Thank you, Herschel.
Should
we play Praying by Kesha?
Yes. And then I think we should play Boys by Charlie XCX. Okay. I think we have played. No, wait. Maybe we haven't.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe we haven't. Kesha got nominated, right?
Yeah, proud of her.
For a Grammy? Yeah. Okay. This is Praying by Kesha.
Almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truths I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can.
About boys, boys, boys. I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. Had a spinning thinking about boys. About boys, boys, boys.
I'm sorry that I missed your party. I wish I had a better excuse. I can't even lie, you got me. I was busy thinking about boys. Boys, I was busy thinking about
So that was Boys by Charlie XCX. I think Ben and I agree that might be the best piece of musical satire of 2017. She kills it. Thank you so much to everyone who's been tuning in this semester. We've had a really fun time doing Thursday night shows. I feel like this has been a really good time for us too.
I agree.
You know, like I feel like in the past we needed to find like a time that really works for both of us, and this one has been really good. So on that note, we're going to wrap up for the semester.
Lauren, how do you think you want to wrap it up?
I don't know. I feel like maybe we should surprise our listeners with something. Like a little treat.
Should we betray them? Maybe?
Should we? Are we snakes?
I think we are.
Is that what's happening? Well,
I think, Lauren, don't blame me for being a snake.
I know. It is your reputation.
Oh, let's.
Save me, my drug is my baby. I'd be using for the rest of my life. I've been breaking hearts a long time and toying with them older guys just to play things for me to use.